One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we're Shannon and Scott.
Oh, God.
Fuck. We tried. We tried to make it.
We didn't try.
We didn't talk about it beforehand.
We just didn't try.
No, we just went in blind.
And welcome to our creative process.
We don't try.
What's a song salad?
A song salad is a random style of music generated by a random song style generator.
Mood views.
And we write in that style about a topic that we get from the Wikipedia random article generator. And we write it in a short amount of time, and it's probably like a 20 to 35 second song. And
I don't think we need to go into that detail every time. We can cut that out.
Okay, let's cut it. Snippy, snip, snip.
It's the podcast Briss.
Podcast Briss. That's our next podcast we just podcast. We do the audio recordings of Brisses.
Wow. Do you think there's a market for that?
Definitely.
All right. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our podcast.
Have you?
I was wondering if there's any practical application for these songs that we create. They're really short. They're very different. They're about completely random topics. What could we use them for in a way that we would make lots of money from them?
Commercials for stupid things.
A Leica M7 camera, for instance. Could we, like, sell our song, Leica, I Love You, to the Leica Corporation and have them use it in a commercial?
Maybe. But then we'd have to be a lot more picky about what we write songs about, because
I don't... Or do we just send letters to any corporation that owns a topic we talk about?
I mean, maybe I think we should just make it a habit to send letters to lots of different people.
Okay.
Because that's what crazy people do.
Right.
And I don't know, also the estates of Ignaz Yastro and
the country of Nepal
for Jurung. Right. I'm not really sure. It's just does Wikipedia give us something that is commercially viable or not?
I don't know. Let's get right to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to moodfuse.com. Let's find our genre. I'm ready to go.
Let's do it. Let's spin the salad spinner.
Spin the salad spinner. Today, the salad spinner sounds like when you level up in Mario. Got a star.
Okay. Disco. Okay. Disco.
We got disco.
Hey.
I'm excited about disco.
Actually know what disco is. That's cool.
This is exciting. I'm excited for disco.
And that's awesome. And Turn the Beat Around is one of the examples. Sweet Dynamite.
Good stuff.
I don't know what those other things are. But anyway.
Two examples we know of.
Yay! Which is actually really good because the other ones are usually in foreign languages. So cool. Sweet.
Disco.
Disco.
Yes.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
Let's find some good examples of disco music, iconic classic examples of disco.
Yes.
So I just Googled the most famous disco songs, and we have, as examples, Le Freak.
I think that's weird that came as the number one most famous disco song.
Wait, that was 1958?
Le Freak. Ooh. C'est chic.
Yeah, but 1958. Think about that. That's early.
Yeah, it's very early for disco.
Other ones on the list are Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Burn, Baby, Burn.
Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
Funky Town, I Will Survive.
Yeah, of course I Will Survive.
We Are Family. Oh, we're gonna make an epic disco song.
Love to Love You, Baby.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
These
I mean, but look, I Will Survive is 1958 too.
Really?
Look at that. That's crazy.
That's earlier than I thought. Most of these other ones are from the 70s, mm-hmm. 76, 79. You know,
Won't You Take
those
Me?
Those ones were just ahead of
Funky Town.
Night Fever, Night Fever.
Won't You Take Me to Funky Town?
Yes, Raining Men, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Ring My Bell, Boogie Wonderland.
More, more, more.
Oh, yeah.
How Do You Like Me? These are all really good.
Cool. So what should our example track be? We gotta do a good one.
I feel like Funky Town's a good one.
All right, let's do Funky Town. Time for your ears to get on down to Funky Town. Don't take a left, because then you might end up at Flavor Town with Guy Fieri, and no one wants that.
Nobody wants to end up with Guy Fieri. All right,
here's Funky Town. Disco.
Disco Inferno.
Yep. We have disco.
We have disco.
Should we just go ahead and get our topic?
Yeah, let's get our topic. Let's go to the Wikipedia random
spin
article generator.
Spin. Do, do, what does do, the salad do, spinner do, sound like now?
I think it sounds like a lawnmower.
Falcon sat.
Man, what?
Falcon sat.
Falcon sat is the name of the United States Air Force Academy's small satellite engineering program.
Cool.
Satellites are designed, built, tested, and operated by Academy cadets.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I kind of love the idea of a disco song about satellites and space.
That's cool.
This is weirdly perfect.
And all the satellites are named Falcon something. So Falcon Gold, yeah. Falcon Sat 1, 2, 3, and 5.
What happened to Falcon Sat 4?
Falcon Sat 4, we don't talk about Falcon Sat 4, Scott.
The first rule of Falcon Sat 4
is
that
you don't talk about Falcon Sat 4.
So we have a disco song about a United States Air Force Academy satellite engineering program. Let's do
Obviously.
It. Obviously.
All right.
Take that, Barry Gibb. We love Barry Gibb. We have nothing against Barry Gibb. Please like us.
Is he still alive?
Even if he's not. Rest in peace.
Oh, we don't even know.
I don't know. Damn it.
It's bad. Bad.
Google it. Is Barry Gibb... that's the first thing that comes up.
Is Barry Gibb still alive? And then the second one is Barry Gibb dead?
Oh, wait.
2003.
No, he's alive. Maurice Gibb died in 2003. Oh. Robin Gibb died in 2012. And Barry Gibb is still alive.
The last Bee Gee goes it alone.
Oh, no.
That's so sad.
So I'm on the disco Wikipedia page doing a little bit of research just to make sure I don't forget any elements that are common to disco songs. And I'm just going to read a little excerpt here from Wikipedia. The disco sound has soaring vocals over a steady four-on-the-floor beat. Do you know what a four-on-the-floor beat is?
Nope.
So, basically, most disco songs are in 4-4 time, meaning there's four beats to a measure. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. When you say four-on-the-floor beat, what part of the drum set is on the floor?
Most of it?
The thing you play with your feet. Yes, the kick drum bass drum. That means you hit all four quarter notes on the bass drum or the kick drum. So four on the floor, like boom, 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 boom. That's a four on the floor beat.
But like you put a whole drum kit
on the floor. Of course you have to put a drum set on the floor, but like you play the other ones with your hands.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Fine.
The drum set sits on the floor.
Moving on, on the floor beat, an eighth note or 16th note hi-hat pattern with an open hi-hat on the offbeat. So that's that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And a prominent syncopated electric bass line. In most disco tracks, strings, horns, electric pianos, and electric guitars create a lush background sound.
Okay.
Orchestral instruments such as the flute are often used for solo melodies, and lead guitar is less frequently used in disco than in rock. So it's not really guitar-based like rock songs. It's more orchestral music sort of over this disco beat. And I love when disco songs have like strings and flute and that kind of stuff. So I think we're going to go with a lot of that sound.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to do a little side note. This episode is sponsored by beer.
Beer, it's great.
So normally I would talk about the musical elements of disco first, but Shannon went for it with the lyrics. She wrote lyrics down before I even knew she picked up a pen.
Yeah, I just like really was super inspired. And by super inspired, I mean like reading about Falcon Sat. So it's basically like a senior project that Air Force cadets do. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem like it's a super
serious... Is it like the Air Force Invention Convention?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. So it doesn't seem like it's super serious. I mean, I'm sure it's super serious, but like also it's like the turnover every year is different year to year because the cadets that are doing it are different every single year because it's just the project for the cadets. So it's not like a really established program. In any case, there's Falcon Gold, Falcon Sats 1, 2, 3. We already talked about Falcon Sat 4, which we're not going to talk about. Nobody talks about that. And then Falcon Sat 5. So I thought we would go through the names of some of the projects to kind of like ramp up the excitement to like get to the verse. Yeah, as kind of an intro. So some of the projects are Minuteman, FLAPS, which stands for...
FLAPS.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. FLAP stands for Flat Plasma Spectrometer.
Great.
And then PLANE, which stands for Plasma Local Anomalous Noise Experiment.
Great.
And then Minotaur.
Ooh.
Which doesn't stand for anything. It's just Minotaur, Minotaur 4, which was a $12 million mission.
Wow.
And then Falcon.
Of course.
Which is like the name of the whole program.
So you're just going to say Minutemen, FLAPS, PLANE, Minotaur, Falcon.
Yeah, as like a sort of like gear up to as like get into the song.
As if they're prompting people to do dance moves named after each of those?
Yes, and it's up to you, our loyal listeners, to create the dance moves.
Tweet your videos of yourselves doing these dance moves at us.
Minutemen, FLAPS, PLANE, Minotaur, Falcon.
Whichever one of you sends us a video of each of these dance moves that we think is amazing, we'll shout you out on our next episode.
Yeah.
And we'll send you a special treat.
At Song Salad Cast on Twitter. okay. So we go through this little like intro or whatever. And then I think the chorus or the verse rather is going to be very simple. So fly through the air. The upper atmosphere, slant rhyme. I know all about the slant rhyme.
Air sphere.
And then launch into space ahead of the race.
Not slanting.
No, not slanting. That's very literal. Space race. Space race.
For those Italian listeners.
And then into the chorus, or into the pre-chorus, which is based on something that I read... Oh, so the Falcon Sat 3 contains something called a gravity gradient boom, which I think sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome. And it sounds very like 70s psychedelic.
Yeah, right? Gravity gradient boom. Like, that's really cool. That's like something that would be in the musical Hair or something.
Right.
So I was like, the whole pre-chorus is just gravity gradient boom, gravity gradient boom, boom across the room. Boom across the room.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the whole pre-chorus.
That's gonna be great.
And then the chorus is just Falcon Sat. It's the Falcon Sat into space. We win the race. It's the Falcon Sat. Boom.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I better get to my musical elements.
You better get to them.
Here we go. All right. First element of a disco is the drum beat. Like we talked about, four on the floor, hi-hat, open on the offbeats. Here's an example. So that's our drum beat. Very happy, very upbeat, very straightforward. One thing that was mentioned in the Wikipedia article about disco was that the guitar is not the lead element. So we're going to keep that true of our song too. But we will have guitar as a background element or a rhythm section element. So that's going to be a wah-wah rhythm guitar. So do you know what wah-wah guitar is?
It's the guitar that you buy at a Wawa in the Mid-Atlantic states.
It's not.
Convenience store Wawa.
That's a Piggly Wiggly guitar.
Oh, Piggly Wiggly guitar. Oh, my bad.
A Wawa guitar is when you make the sound of the guitar closed. So like the full sound of the guitar is not coming out of the speaker when you have the wah-wah pedal depressed. And then when you release the wah-wah pedal slowly, it releases the full sound of the guitar. So it's like, wah, wah, like a, almost like a plunger on a trumpet.
You sound like a didgeridoo person.
Sure. An aborigine.
No.
Tweet at SongSaladCast hashtag cultural insensitivity every time we say something culturally insensitive.
No, cut this. God damn it.
So a wah-wah pedal on a guitar is the same thing as a plunger mute on a trumpet, where it depresses the sound or holds the sound back and then releases the sound. It. So you have a wah-wah sound almost like this. In addition to these, we're going to have a funky bass line.
Always a funky bass line.
I don't think I can write a song without a funky bass line.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to have a funky bass line. We're also, like I said, going to have orchestral elements. So we're going to have strings, and I really want to throw some flute in there too.
Flute?
Yeah.
Really?
Flute is a very disco instrument.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Having a lead melodic line on a flute, either with the vocal or in conversation, call and response with the vocal, was a very classic disco move. So I want to do that in our disco song too.
Go figure. Okay.
Yeah. So all the elements are in place.
So then
the disco gods have smiled upon us.
We are blessed by the disco gods.
Let's say a quick prayer to the disco gods in unison.
Okay.
Oh, disco gods.
Smile upon our wah-wah guitar.
Let us flute the flute and string the strings and four on the floor until
all drum kits have four on the floor. That's a lie. Plots?
Yiddish.
Okay.
First and only time anyone has ever done a disco song about Falconstadt.
Oh, that was just magical. Wow. I don't even know how to fully describe it. Really, it was a transcendent experience recording that with you.
Who needs meditation?
Really?
Who needs chakras?
No, nobody.
We've got disco.
We've got disco.
And Falconstadt.
Yeah. Oh,
what'd you learn today?
I really learned that disco songs can really benefit from the psychedelic and just like leaning really hard into outer space, psychedelic, funky kind of theme. So the gravity gradient, like really.
Gravity gradient boom was
great. That's like an awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, that's an awesome little thing.
I also learned disco is timeless. That's what I learned. I think no matter how far we get in the future with styles of music and types of music that's supposed to be fun and upbeat. You really can't beat disco.
Man.
Like, it's always just a really good time. And I don't care who knows it.
Yeah. If you want to tell us things about disco, you can follow us at Song Salad Cast on Twitter. You can find us on iTunes. We're Song Salad. Subscribe, rate, and review. We'd super appreciate it.
Thank you, Agent Dacre, for your review. Really nice.
Equating us to Mr. Rogers and Stephen Sondheim, which is basically the pinnacle of what we musical theater nerds could ascribe to. So that's pretty awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, Agent Dacre. 5-star review.
Woo. Thanks for listening. I'm Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And together we are
Shannon and Scott. That was really good.
Gravity gradient. Boom. Boom.